One of the best things about being the breakfast presenter here at 2SER is that every Friday I get to welcome our brand new feature album. It's always a kick-ass album, always one that I know that you and I will enjoy. I love the fact that we're able to give away a copy of it on vinyl and just really luxuriating in the sound of the great music that we have here on 2SER. One of the extra fun things I get to do here on the show is sometimes I get to speak to the artist behind our feature album. That's happening today. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, this week's feature album artist on 2SER, the wonderful Laura Jean. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the fact that your new album, Amateurs, is the feature album all this week on 2SER.
It's wonderful. I'm very honoured.
Amateurs is something that I'm really looking forward to. It's sort of set at the mystical midway point between the synth pop of your Devotion album and some of the folkier sounds of your earlier work.
Yeah, it's like a bit of a summary of everything I've done so far, I think, because I've done a fair roundup of genres in my last five albums, and yeah, I think it brings it together.
And what did you call the album Amateurs for?
Oh, well, it's funny, like, I called my first album Our Swan Song, which I thought was an interesting thing to call your first album. And now I'm calling my sixth album Amateurs, and it's a similar joke, I guess. It's kind of, the album's about, it's really about my experiences, like being a mid-career artist, music artist in Australia. And kind of a reference to the fact that in Australia it's very, very difficult to make a living from music completely, unless you're touring constantly. And
yeah,
if that's not practical for you to tour, you know, half the year overseas, then, you know, you're basically an amateur. And I was thinking about the true meaning of that word, which is someone who does something for the love of it. And I was thinking about how that's become, amateurs become an insult in our society. And I think that says a lot about the importance we place on commercial success. And I was just kind of commenting on that as well.
I think it makes a really good point there, that one. Like, what is the more important thing to you? Do you want to leave some magnificent art behind, or do you want to have a big house and an expensive casket?
I think there's always commercial concerns for a music artist, in as much as you do have to think about your audience's experience. And
yeah,
you do have to kind of go, well, is this going to be, am I going to be able to get this idea across to the people that I want to get it across to? But your audience might just be five people. And, you know, I think your main audience is also just yourself. And I think that people don't place enough importance when they're making a creative work on just moving themselves. And, you know, I think people think, oh, well, if I do these things, then I'll move other people, but I can skip actually, in, you know, moving myself. But it's like, no, you can't really. Like, maybe you can trick people a few times, but I really think you've got to turn yourself on before you turn everyone else on. And I think that sometimes that means that it's not going to be very commercial or popular, and that's okay. As long as you've had the reaction that you want when you hear it coming out of the speakers, as long as you've cried or laughed or gone, whoa, that's good, or that's working, then you've succeeded. And I don't know about this distinction between amateurism and professionalism when it comes to art. I think that's, I don't know if it really applies.
Yeah.
I don't think that corporate language of professionalism necessarily applies to being an artist.
And your mum used to sing around you a lot when you were a kid, right? And I guess for all intents and purposes, she was an amateur as well, but still made really beautiful art that inspired
absolutely.
You.
Well, her life, you know, when we were kids, she was a single mum, and mum was like, kind of wanted to be a singer. Like, that was her dream. Mum came from a working class family and she became a nurse.
Yeah.
And so growing up, you know, we watched mum, we kind of we'd have to go with her to all the singing lessons. And she did all these.
Oh, so you got free lessons from a young age.
Do you know what? I never thought about it that way, but I probably did absorb something. But, like, the main thing I remember is when she had her jazz period and just, like, sitting under the table listening to her scat and trying not to laugh, like trying not to cry, literally cry with laughter. And I'm pretty sure the jazz singer the jazz singing teacher kicked me and my sister out into the courtyard, and we just, yeah, it was, you know, she did opera singing, you know, she did jazz singing, she did pop singing, all these different teachers. She just loved singing, and she tried to get into Gosford Musical Society productions, the amateur musical company of the Central Coast where I grew up. And yeah, she never quite got a role.
Wow.
But she always loved being in the chorus. And, you know, me and Erica would go to rehearsals, and the smell of the backstage sawdust and when the lights go down, and all those things are very in the record, yeah.
Oh, that's really beautiful. And she must be proud as anything to see you making such amazing work.
She is, yeah. Like, I think it's interesting. So my mum and dad are both nurses, and they both are very creative people that really just had to take the safe option and do a job. And and it was just, I definitely make music for my family members in history, I suppose, and my ancestors that had harder lives than me and couldn't make music, couldn't be creative as much as I am. And though I don't make a living off it, though I work as well, I do get to pursue it to a very high level, in as much as I get to spend a fair bit of time on it, you know, thinking about it. And I just work part-time, so I've got more time to, you know, whereas I don't know if that was always an option in the old days when you had to have four kids and, you know, work two jobs. So I'm very grateful that I get to devote so much time to my practice.
Well, I'll tell you what, even though you might consider yourself an amateur, this is really wonderful, wonderful music that you're making. I can't sort of convey to you how awesome Too Much To Do has meant to me this year. It's a really, really beautiful song. I can't wait for you to come to Sydney February next year.
Yeah, well, I do live in Sydney. Yeah, like, not many people know that, but because I was in Melbourne for so many years, but I live in Sydney. And,
yeah, okay.
You know, if I end up playing a little small show in the meantime, I'll let you know. But otherwise, it's February 24th at the Factory, and we're going to have a string section and my full band, and I think it's going to be really amazing. Mum will be there. You can shake her hand.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, the tickets are on sale, so, you know, like.
Yeah, Factory Theatre website. Go there and just search for Laura.
Celebrate with me, yeah.
I didn't know that you lived in Sydney, because there's so much I wanted to ask for you, because I know that sort of the production for this happened in Naarm, and the guest artists on this.
No. Well, some of it did, but mainly it happened in Sydney. Yeah, we recorded this album in St. Peter's.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I worked with, it's a bit confusing on the press release, but I worked with Tim Brunages, who is a Sydney musician and art practitioner, as a sculptor.
Yep.
And yeah, we just made the album together, really. And then we had Eki Veltheim, who lives in Melbourne, who did the string arrangements. And we actually ended up going down there just to record the strings. But everything else we did in a little room in St. Peter's, and also then we moved to...
Does that mean you also had Aldous Harding and Marlon Williams, who do the backup vocals for Teenager Again? Does that mean they were at Sydney at some stage? I could have walked past St. Peter's and could have been
maybe
within the realm of Laura Jean, Aldous Harding and Marlon Williams.
Jeez. Oh, look, we did some workshopping just before I released the album, before I started recording. I mean, they're friends of mine, and we did some workshopping of the songs over in New Zealand just before COVID. And then I just got them to do their bits in Christchurch, and then I kind of went on Zoom and said, oh, can you sing it more like this or whatever? And then they just did it. And then we just, you know, they did their stuff in Christchurch with their friend Tom.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was magic.
Does that mean you're going to get a band happening together? You're all going to, owe them some backing vocals now?
Oh, yeah. Like, we've got, I've got lots of people already, like Jess Green on guitar, Bree Van Rijk on drums, Tim Brunages on bass, Heather Shannon from the Jezebels, Alex Dennison. Got lots of people ready to go to sing and play with me, and then we'll have the strings, so it'll be super fun, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Laura Jean, I feel like I could talk to you forever, but I should probably get around to playing a track from the new album, Amateur, seeing as it is the feature album here on 2SER.
That'd be good.
I'm running a request show for you right now, but your requests are limited to songs that are from your new album. What would you like to hear?
Oh, wow, okay. Well, Maybe we'll hear the title track, Amateurs. Yeah,
very good choice.
Fun one, yeah.
Laura Jean, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. Congratulations on the new album. Your music's absolutely fantastic. It is such a pleasure to get the chance to talk to you. And, of course, tickets are available now for your Sydney show, which is February 24th, 2023.
Thank you so much, Danny. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you joining us on the show, and you better believe I'll be keeping my eyes open when I'm in the St. Peter's area.
Listen out for some wafting singing and follow the sound.
That's it. Laura Jean, thank you so much for joining us.
See ya. Thanks, Benny.
Here she is with Amateurs. You're on 2SER Breakfast.